Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doing a deep dive in the economy, the Black Swan events, and more coming up. I don't like to mention leftist nobodies like Sean Penn saying nuclear war shouldn't be on the table without actually playing the clip. Here is Sean Penn.
Indians we saw and talked to, whether they were in uniform, out of uniform, school teachers, even children. This extraordinary courage that's come up, and it was in his eyes, and it is clear to me that the Ukrainians will win this. The question is, at what cost? Did they have, in those early hours, I know that Trump gave them javelins, I know that they had some defenses, but if you go back to the Budapest Agreement, they were at the time the third largest nuclear power in the world. And they made an agreement that they'd give those weapons to Russia to be destroyed in exchange for protection from Russia, Great Britain, and the U.S. Lesson to be learned here, don't give up your nuclear weapons if you have them, because you can't believe people like Vladimir Putin.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them, and we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one. Nobody
at
does.
The same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
See, I think the West made a mistake in this buildup. That Putin, as he brought in 10,000.
Oh, Ukraine's going to win. Ukraine's going to win. All a lie. Now we got to go to full war with Russia. Meanwhile, our borders are wide open. They're spending $10 million to build a giant fence they're building right now in Ukraine, but we can't have one. Here's a Trump ad dealing with this that Elon Musk retweeted.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
That information is vital to the future of the American Republic. I'm going to repost that on X in the next few minutes. Get it out. Share it. Total truth. We're going to go to break, come back on the economy, the war, the persecution of Trump, the Black Swan events. It's all coming up. Please remember our sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. All the amazing nano patented silver products that were bestsellers that weren't available for years are now available there. The nano silver super blue toothpaste with the iodine, with the tea tree, with all the other organic oils. So good for your teeth. So amazing. And the other great toothpaste, the tooth whitening, the swish and swallow immune gargle, the wound gel, also a bunch of great supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com has X3, 40% off back in stock, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. X3, back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
We predicted, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, so many others, everything that's now come to pass. We're actually on the mark. We actually want a civilization. We want prosperity. I liken it to, I'm selling for free, I'm giving away ice cold water with lemon in it in the Sahara Desert, and the left selling sand in the Sahara Desert. They're selling things that go against, you'll have nothing, you'll eat bugs, you'll drink sewage water, your families are horrible. You said earlier, we offer abortion and cutting your son's penis off. It's like, it's Hellraiser. And when you just sit back and go, wait, this can't be real. Klaus Schwab is promoting stuff that sounds like Hellraiser. Well, so was Hitler, so was Stalin. And we realized that this is an evil manifestation that crops up in our species of bad people want power. The problem is good people don't seek power. Because we're going to be left alone, hang with our families, go fish, go hunt, go to dinner, go play golf. I'm the same way. But I'm sorry, folks. Good people can't sit there and say, I'm too good for this. Because we will be destroyed if we don't. And that's what evil fears. So the good men and women are now standing up. And we're super popular. Every popular talk show, there's no one that's popular promoting the New World Order. It's just what I'm saying. Look at the positiveness of how humans desire, and like a man in the desert wants water, freedom.
Yeah.
And all we're doing is promoting the natural programming that works. And so it's easy. We're the winners. We're the victors. We're not the cancer. We're following the program God gave us. That is like oxygen, and we have to just declare the enemy cancer and just say we're done. Shun them, don't engage in violence, they want that, and just give them no support and then maximum back the truth, and we will win.
Wow.
as I listen to you talk, I'm like, why? Why is Alex Jones getting canceled? Well, you haven't been canceled. Thank God.
Kirk Elliott made these incredible predictions the last 3 months on air, and now the bank runs. Yes, regional banks have begun.
I think the U.S. economy is about to hit the skids, and Russia and the BRICS nations are playing a masterful game of chess, and our administration's going in with like a checkerboard. They're not even...
And the Federal Reserve has signaled they're done with interest rates.
And things are going to get so bad, the globalists are going to usher in a new world of central bank digital currency.
A form of money you cannot see. Central bank digital currencies.
They don't hide in the shadows anymore. They tell us exactly what they're going to do.
Exactly. That's what's so frustrating. If you study it, you know the battle plan, but they know the public doesn't check that out. So, but we're able to give it to the public. That could really mess up their operation.
The world is going to see a functioning CBDC very soon, within the coming year.
We saw bank failure 1.0. It was Silicon Valley, Credit Suisse, First Republic, Silvergate Bank. I mean, all of those.
First, we had the effects of a dramatic rise in interest rates, leading to the closure of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank.
That was just a tremor before the bank failure.
Yes, I think bank failures 2.0 is coming. I mean, just last week, the CEO of Citigroup said we're laying off 10% of our workforce. So at times of crisis, which happens to be happening during an election year, people will say, okay, this is so bad. Banks are shutting down, all this economic failure. We'll give you what you want. Government just will give you away our freedoms. Just take care of us. Make sure that we can still feed our family.
But this is happening in surprising numbers. We all sort of take our local bank for granted until it's gone.
That's happening in 4,000 other locations around the country. And I think in the months ahead, we'll get more failures of regional banks around office space and commercial real estate.
I expect chaos, mayhem, economic fallout from all of these policies. But see, during times of economic fallout, when people can't feed their kids, when they can't afford to pay their rent or their mortgage, when food prices are going through the roof, gas prices are going through the roof, here's the nature, human nature. People tend to give up their freedoms in time of crisis in exchange for perceived security or peace.
Surveillance and privacy issues could arise if the central bank is able to monitor every transaction.
We've had, over the last 3 weeks, major disturbances in the banking world, right?
This comes after the regional bank suffered a week-long plunge in its stock, plus a credit downgrade.
We've seen stocks of things like Comerica Bank, PacWest Bank, New York Community Bank, and even Schwab just start to hit the skids.
By the way, when you first came on months ago, you predicted this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the writing was on the wall.
There's another big concern that a central bank-issued digital currency could cause a bank run during economic instability.
Here's the ugly reality. We are no different than Argentina, Venezuela, Zimbabwe, Greece, Cyprus. Any country who loses demand for their currency and is forced to print, they go into an inflationary spiral that brings social chaos. Tangible assets like gold and silver are so important, not just because they're growing, because I think it's a means to protect your financial privacy and financial freedom. I think there's going to be alternative systems of using tangible assets like gold and silver to back private currencies for individuals to actually be able to transact business on their own, not be a digital slave in their digital world. These are the kind of solutions that I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades, Alex. Inflation is coming. What happens to tangible assets like gold and silver during inflation? They go up.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
We're talking black swan events. We're talking central bank digital currencies. We're talking about all of it. There's a Zero Hedge article today. U.S. economic condition screen. Buy gold. Look at the headline. Right here. But Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD economist, is here with us. A great mind and a great sponsor selling bullion, gold, and silver right now. We'll put his website on screen, but I really wanted to get him in here to talk about this. You were talking about this 6 months ago, a year ago, regional bank runs. Now it's all over the news, starting again. Dr. Kirk Elliott, let's break down all these articles you sent me to cover.
Well, January of 2023, I was talking about FDIC. Because back then, I mean, so this was what, a year and a quarter ago? FDIC only had 1.7% of all deposits in America, checking accounts, savings accounts, insured. So forget about the stinking $250,000 FDIC insurance limit, right? I think that's a fallacy when they only had 1.7. So I started warning, sending out this warning bell, right, to everybody. Well, then what happened? So then comes March and April, and you saw the first round of bank runs. You saw Silicon Valley, Signature Bank. You saw Silvergate Bank, Credit Suisse, First Republic. They all went into FDIC receivership because they simply ran out of money. You had more withdrawals than you had deposits, and their investments that they had, which are what? What kind of investments do banks have? The same investments that you and I have, Alex. They invest in stocks. They invest in bonds. They invest in mutual funds. They invest in real estate. They invest in companies. Just at a large...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stuff that plunges your stock.
Yeah.
So to have them pulling billions out is a big deal.
Well, and what does that tell us of what they think is coming? See, when you look at these people, and I don't know any of them, but they're kind of have a narcissist-type mentality of, we're great, our company's great, we'll jump over any hurdle, it doesn't matter what happens, we're always going to win. That's their mentality. So when they sell their own shares, when the Waltons sell $4.5 billion of their own shares, Zuckerberg sells half a billion, Bezos sells $10.5 billion, Jamie Dimon at Chase sells $150 million, Bill Gates is selling everything pretty much except for his land because he's the largest landowner in America. He knows that food is going to be an issue. Why are they selling? Because they don't think that the markets are going to...
Well, he knows they're cutting off the farmers all over the world, from the Netherlands to Ireland to Sri Lanka. They're cutting off a third of the fertilizer. That's going to make food explode in prices.
Yes.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, these
people, that's a guaranteed investment.
Guaranteed investment. And these people aren't stupid. I mean, they're smart. And
they're the insiders.
Yeah, and I don't think that the people at the Fed are stupid either. Now,
well, they're being told what to do.
I think they might be evil, but they're not stupid. There's a difference there in those two words. So what are they doing? It's like, if they know that banks, in people's minds and their perception, are the safe haven investment, and they just stop the emergency funding, either A, they've completely run out of money, they know what the emergence of the BRICS nations and what Putin is doing and de-dollarizing the world and what
no, they've been waiting for the election and war as the pretext to end the old system, bring in the new.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's two potential outcomes here. Number one is they know that they've run out of money. And they can't.
I was about to ask, well, what are their moves now? Because we know we're here, a major jump the train to another track. What's about to happen? What are the options?
So either they just simply run out of money and they're going to have to face the music, so they pull the emergency funding, but now people's perception...
This is Bernie Madoff on a smaller scale coming to the end of the Ponzi.
Yeah, exactly right. Because... Either, I mean, if they look at that and they say, okay, we don't have any money, we just have to let things go the way that they go, or... It's more clandestine than that, and they want the system to fail, right? Because in people's hearts and minds, if the banking system fails, they lose all confidence in the government, they lose all confidence in the markets, they lose all confidence in the banking system. But yet, when they pull emergency funding from the banks and they're going to let these things just happen, well, now we've got a problem. But they have a solution. They always seem to have a solution, Alex. And that's central bank digital currency, which you've been shouting from the rooftops for a long time.
It's now rolling out everywhere.
Everywhere. And this is not a fix. This is not going to fix anything.
For me, I always said 5 years ago, when they start to roll it out, Federal Reserve, EU, all of them, China already did it, Singapore, when they roll it out, that means the big stuff's about to happen. I mean, it's not hard to know that, like, when they roll out the new system, that means they're about to get rid of the old. That's not rocket science.
No, it's not. And who are the people that are rolling out the new system? The people that had the old system. It's the same people. The same people that are breaking system are bringing in the new system. You should never trust somebody who's actually fixing the problem that they created, right? They created it, but they're bringing it in for a different reason. The reason is... They want people control. If you can control what people spend, where they spend, when they spend, on what, with whom, all of that.
By the way, I sent the crew on Monday. I never played it. Like 10 clips of China. 15-minute cities they have. You got to scan on your bike or car to even get out of it. And in robot, you got to get blood to even be able to leave your house. I mean, that's the model. B-roll that stuff for TV viewers. This is crazy.
Yeah, so here, Alex, I think within probably 60 to 90 days, you're going to see a bank fail, and it's probably going to be a big one. We've already seen the warning signs. New York Community Bank, starting to run out of money.
I got the headlines. Bank stocks plunging right now. Overhead shot. I'll show some of this. But
plunging. They're plunging. And you've got these regional banks like NYCB, Comerica Bank, like PacWest. Their share prices are coming down because they're running out of capital. So when these banks fail and human
nature... Oh, wait, here's the Hill headline. Head of the Federal Reserve, there will be bank failures.
Yes.
I mean, they're saying it.
So it's not just me that's saying it.
Real estate CEO, since you said it 6 months ago, 500 more banks will either fail or be consolidated in the next 2 years.
Okay, so that's a huge story because let's connect the dots on that one. We saw FDIC go from 1.7% of all deposits covered to 0.74, and that's because they had to bail out five banks. If this real estate guy, who's a CEO of a national real estate company who does the commercial real estate, what does he do? He gets loans for his properties. He knows banking. And he's saying they're running out of money. He said, I think we're going to have 500 or more banks fail. Now, let's say that he's the dumbest guy on the planet and only 10 banks fail, not 500. That's still five more than failed in last spring when Silicon Valley went down.
You can feel it, the big events here.
Yeah.
Because I can intellectually analyze this, Dr. Elliott, but I can feel it.
I can, too.
My wife feels it. My parents feel it.
I think everybody's kind of feeling that something is wrong. And so let's not take his word for it. Let's go to the top banker in the country, Jerome Powell. You know, you just had that article up there. He said there is going to be bank failures this year because of commercial real estate losses. So even he's saying, you know what, this is my system. I'm the best banker in the world. We've got this stuff going on. And even I know that I can't stop this. We're going to have bank failures. So here's where, when we've gone from 1.7 to 0.74 with only five banks failing, and now we're seeing maybe 500, when the chairman of the Federal Reserve says we're going to have more bank failures, here's what I think happens. The FDIC runs out of capital, and
we get a bigger bailout in 2008, which causes even more inflation.
Yeah, this is, where are they going
to
come
up? But now they make you go to a new app, they're saying, that's the new currency. Oh, your money's not protected. If you jump to this and take a 10% haircut and then take all your assets and put it in a pool so it can be sold as derivatives, that's what they're saying, then we'll protect you.
Yeah, so they...
So let's walk that dog. This is their next big move. Explain that to people.
Yeah, so the next big move started happening after 2009. When Lehman Brothers, when Bear Stearns went under... Right. So the whole financial community changed at that point because they had all this derivatives exposure, all this debt, and they had no money to pay it off. They didn't want more Bear Stearns, more Lehman Brothers to go under. So what did they do? They changed the rules of financial institutions to where, how do we get people's money to be collateral? Because they own it. We can't pledge something as collateral that we don't own. So they changed the rules of the game. Every single deposit that you have, checking account.
By the way, stop right there. I want to take this clip right now and put it on the front of the interview once we've posted the Bailout video on X. So I want you to listen to me. The Club of Rome, the CFR, the UN, the Davos Group have all said the old system's coming down. They're going to hold everybody hostage, watch it plunge, and say, don't worry, agree and sign this contract, which all your assets are already digitized. Move them to this. You'll take a haircut, but it's okay. They need to introduce a new Ponzi scheme. That's what's happening. So stay there. I want you to start over, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because this is so key, and we are here, ladies and gentlemen. You'll own nothing, and you'll love it. You'll eat the bugs. You'll love it. We are now here, but you never do this when you're here. You have great gold and silver bullion at the lowest prices out there, ready to ship right now. People can go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold, and that is Kirk Elliott, preciousmetals.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. You see it on screen for radio listeners, kepm.com/gold. They haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 years, so I couldn't get a good one. This guy has 5-star ratings, 4.9, 4.7. You need to go with him. You need to get gold and silver now. You're crazy if you don't, and it supports the broadcast. Don't wait. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. We'll be right back with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, folks, I don't bring you all this shocking information because I wanted to have fear porn and scare you. I'm bringing this to you because I believe in you and I bet on you. And I've got to train myself because I'm so into the truth. I just worship it. I mean, God is the truth. That yesterday I was reading a study on air, and I flipped it around, even though the numbers were accurate. I got them wrong, though. I looked at the graph wrong, and I got so upset that I had to go off air, which I rarely, maybe once a year I get mad and go off air, because I'm not going to blow up on air. It makes me too exhausted. I used to blow up. It's like entertainment, but it's not good for me. But the last hour and a half was rebroadcast yesterday, which is great with Eddie Bravo and Russell Brand interviews. It was still great, but I got so mad that I got something wrong, and I'm going to redo it tomorrow because the numbers were right. I just flipped them, but I looked at the graph backwards, but it was still accurate once you flipped it. That I just got so upset, and I say that with total truth, total disclosure, that I neurotically tell the truth now. Like, my wife's like, "So you like that woman? You think she's really hot?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can't lie. I think she's gorgeous. So are you. I just can't help it." She gets even more excited and happy. It's just total truth. And she tells me the same thing. You know, it was just, stop the lying. Because when you stop that, your brain starts working in a pure level, and there's no BS to get involved with it. And so the reason I tell that story is, when I tell you this stuff, I'm not up here trying to scare the living hell out of you. I'm trying to get you ready and myself ready, but we're coming to the end of the system. I don't know if it's next week or next month or 2 years from now, but it's over. And the globalists say it, the EU and the IMF and the World Bank, they say it's over. So they're trying to change horses to this new, even more evil system. And we're here explaining what we hit the break with. Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD, great economist, long 30-year track record, has been breaking down. But you got cut off by the break. You were trying to explain that they're trying to bring in the central bank digital currency. They're admitting that this is such a big deal. We know it's here. We don't know the exact moment, but we know it's here. It's like you got a big thing of grease on your stove on high, and you just walk away and go outside and walk the dog. You don't know whether it's in 5 minutes or 8 minutes, it bursts into flames, burns the house down, but the grease is left on the stove. It's going to blow up.
Well, it is going to blow up. And what we were talking about before the break was, we don't own anything, right? And they told us, you don't own anything and you're going to like it. So after 2009, when Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns went under, they changed the rules for financial institutions to change ownership of you, Alex, me, everybody watching, your deposits in the bank. You no longer own them. They do. You gave up ownership, and you didn't even realize that you did that. But it's in all the contracts, right? It's in everything that you sign. So
here's the bringing us in the forced derivatives, basically.
Yes, because why did they do that?
So slow down and explain this. People aren't economists like you. Explain what derivatives are. This is everything right now. This is so big.
Yeah. So
I know you shipped me 100 talking points. We're in like talking point 4, but explain this.
So derivatives are like leveraged debt. And these big banks like JPMorgan Chase has over $50 trillion in derivatives exposure. Bank of America has almost $30 trillion of derivative exposure. Goldman Sachs has over $50 trillion. This is more double, like practically double the national
debt. And explain what it is. It's selling a mortgage 50 times.
Yes, it's leverage. You're selling it over and over and over and over again, using that money for you to expand your empire. But when it goes down, you don't just lose money dollar for dollar. You lose leveraged money dollar for dollar. I mean, so this derivatives debt is about to pop. So
and Trump is leveraged. That's why he can't pull out $450 million to pay this debt, because it's all leveraged.
Correct. Yeah, so
even they just say Elon Musk couldn't pull out $500 million either.
They can't. And debt is the Achilles heel of the U.S. economy. So how are they going to pay off this debt if this derivatives debt bubble explodes? Well, they don't have the assets, so they needed to pledge collateral, you know, to pay off this debt. What kind of collateral do they have? You can't pledge collateral that you don't own. So they changed ownership of the assets that we have in the bank. Our deposits is now owned by them. We become beneficial owners.
Slow down. Say it again. They've already pledged everything already. Now they're getting ready to panic us to sign on to it so it's official.
Well, it technically is official.
No, I know, but they want us to believe we're part of the decision.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
the reason I keep saying slow down, this is everything.
This is everything. When we don't own anything, if you start connecting the dots,
you'll own nothing and love it.
You'll own nothing and love it. But But so here's where they say, okay, this system is so broken. It is so bad. We now own everything that you have. We are beneficial owners of our own deposits, which means we're the beneficiary. If they want us to have it, they'll let us have it. That's, they're the owner of it, so that's their decision. So moving forward, as the system collapses, as banking as we know it, paper-based money creation.
We're
at the very end. They're going to usher in a new system that is not meant to fix it. It's meant to have people control where they can control our lives, our spending, everything, because that's what this was all about. See, but
that's why they had to crash the old system.
That's why they had to crash it. So earlier on in the show, when I was talking about there's two potential outcomes here. Number one is they simply just ran out of money. But no, I think they intentionally want to crash.
Yeah, they'll never do that.
They want to crash the system. So we buy into it and we willingly give up our freedoms in exchange for what they have coming. Because let me ask you this, Alex. What if I were to tell you, it's like, hey, brother, I've got a deal for you. It's a central bank digital currency. It's going to be fast money flow. However, you lose all control of your money. I can cut you off from buying or selling if I don't like your ideology. You're not going to own anything. And everything is attached to your digital social profile, your ESGs, your social credit score. Would you say, hey, this is something that I want? No, nobody in their right mind would want that. I wouldn't want it. People on the right wouldn't want it. People on the left wouldn't want it. Nobody would want that.
Because this group always abuses it.
Always abuses it. So how do they then get it? You manufacture a crisis that's so bad. This is very Hegelian in philosophy, right? It's like you created something that's so bad that people will want something that you're bringing that they wouldn't have voted for 6 months ago. This is where we are in our society, is people are willing. I'm not talking about your viewers. I know
the general public.
The general public is willing to get.
Just like in 2008, they said, we'll give you whatever you want. Just bail us out.
Yeah, that's human nature, to give up your freedoms in exchange for perceived security and peace. It doesn't even need to be real. It just needs to be perceived.
All right, so you hit another one of your key points. Let's stop now, because every time you come on, I have you as a guest because you're an amazing guest, but you're also a sponsor. You've got great gold and silver at bullion prices with you know, amazing, right at five-star ratings. How do people protect yourself? I already showed the headline earlier with Zero Hedge saying, you know, every signal now says, here it is, U.S. economic conditions scream, buy gold.
Central banks are buying gold by the thousands of tons. And so it's like, why would they do that when they've been poo-pooing it forever? It's because they know that it's real. Tangible assets, Alex, never go to zero. So for years now, I've been saying, we got to get into silver. It's undervalued compared to gold. It's outperforming.
Oh, if kidnappers come to your house and put a gun to your head, and you're like, oh, I've got some banknotes, I've got some checks, they're going to shoot you. But if you go, here's gold, they know that's real.
Yes, they know that it's real. They don't want something that's fake. They don't want something that's phony. What's the first thing they look at? They want to go into your safe to find your diamonds or your guns or your gold or your silver, anything that's real, right? That's what they want. So silver, over the last 3 weeks, has literally gone from the upper 22s to mid 25s.
By the way, we should find the clip. We'll re-air this next week. Find the clip of you on 3 weeks ago. You predicted that in the next month.
Yes.
You nailed it.
Yeah, well, and because it's not...
That's the guest I have on, though, people that nail it and nail it and nail it. When have you ever been wrong? I haven't seen you wrong yet.
I'm sure I've been wrong at some points. Nobody's perfect, but yet these things are so crystal clear to me when I've been looking at this for 30 years.
Yeah, massive out-of-control inflation, silver way undervalued, it's going to go up.
Yeah, so I'm not a technical...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Automatically, you're going to start pulling money out of the banks. They're going to be afraid that their bank is the next one that's going to fail. So now there's not enough money. They're not going to invest. They're not going to spend. Markets will come crashing down. There's going to be this flight for quality going into the metals markets.
I was about to say, what happens when regional banks start failing what you started?
Well, it's not just the banks that are going to fail. The stock
market is going
to get hit. All the
businesses connected.
Businesses that need loans, they're not going to get it. There's going to be a lack of funding for just about everything. But again, this is part of the plan because...
Which has been Warren Buffett said, they're setting up to buy it all up.
Yeah, if you can't get money from the bank, Alex, and the government now controls everything through central bank digital currency, they are preconditioning us to go around private capital, around banks, and go directly to the government for our support. They want to be our God. The government wants to be our provider and our source of everything, but they're not. See, there's a way around this, and this is why we have to talk about the bad news to give the good news, because there is a solution. It's why I can have a smile on my face talking about bad news, because I know that there's a solution. And everything that the government...
Well, plus you made predictions that came true.
Yeah, they did. And like, okay, look at what Biden has said. So a couple weeks ago, the job numbers came out. Right. So this makes zero sense to me. U.S. job growth totaled 275,000 new jobs, but yet unemployment rose to 3.9%.
It's all pure crap.
So how do you create jobs and unemployment goes up? Makes zero sense. Oh, but no, they can make the numbers lie. So this is where we have to be wise as serpents, right? Is okay, look at what's happening here. How do they manipulate and fudge these numbers? So let's say, Alex, that you lost your job. And you're hitting the sidewalks every single day. You're knocking on doors saying, please hire me, please hire me, please hire me. And over time, after 6 months of doing this, you get so discouraged that you stop looking for a job. And you
tell your wife, count you in the rolls now.
They don't count you. They take you out. Now, does that mean that you're employed all of a sudden? No. You're still unemployed. But they would take you out because you voluntarily stopped looking for work. So now those people, and those are so many of America right now.
Oh, people know the numbers are cooked. We know.
Yeah. So you look at that job growth. It's all cooked. It's all looking bad. They want to pretend that they have the solution, that they're doing a good job. So here's the preconditioning of trusting the government. And they have a really hard battle here because people will not trust the government overall. Once they look at their own wallets and they say, well, I don't understand these numbers. We can't afford to live. We're living hand to mouth. We're two missed paychecks away from having to file for bankruptcy. How can Bidenomics be so stinking good? It's not. People realize it inherently. They know that something's wrong.
And well, that's when they do big complex polls. Something like 92% say, we know you're lying about the economy. They tell us it's great. We know it's not.
We know that it's not. And if it were so good...
I mean, I've got all this family with college degrees, military backgrounds, government service, and a bunch of them are like above 65. They've all got jobs, pay the bills. They got degrees, they were in the military, and they're still working jobs to pay their bills.
Well, okay, Biden's budget for this year, he's coming out with this budget. What is it? $7.3 trillion budget. That's off the rails.
Record
tax increase, $7.3 trillion. But what's not increasing? Our revenue. The spending is going through the roof. This will equate to over $3 trillion in debt being accumulated this year. In what world do they think that you can actually keep doing this and doing this and doing this and you don't have to pay the piper?
So I want you to get, we'll do 15 minutes in the next hour, but to spend a few minutes, we're like 7 minutes to break. Cut the shit, because... We'll hit all the technicals, but what do you expect to happen?
I expect within the next 60 to 90 days, we are going to have a bank failure. And then I think that that is going to spread as a contagion, and there's going to be more bank failures. People are going to start losing.
And you know we're going to be playing this in a month or 60 days. Yeah.
Yeah. That people are going to start to lose faith, and they're going to actually think, what in the world is happening? Now, it's an election year. Okay, so now we've got this going on. The government is going to have...
Oh, they're trying to prop it up, but it's not working.
They're trying to prop it up, and they're going to print money like there's no tomorrow because there is no other option. With the BRICS nations taking away demand for our U.S. dollar because they've destroyed the petrodollar, we are forced to print our way out of it. The inflationary pressures are going to come. And this week, Jerome Powell, the FOMC, the Fed meets again. And here's what I think they're going to do. They're not going to lower interest rates like they keep promising they're going to do. It's probably going to stay static because they know that they can't. The inflationary pressures are too high, but they can't raise them either. So because if they do that, you create a huge recession during an election year. So they're going to tend to do nothing, and it's going to pause. And this is going to create more. They're pausing at a high rate. So people aren't going to be able to afford their loans. They're going to be delinquent. A series of delinquencies or late payments ends up in default. See, this is going to put added pressure on the banks. This is why, Alex, I think that the bank failures are the biggest story of this year. And now during an election year, the politicians are going to promise other people's money. They're going to print their way out of it. They're going to try to buy votes. And it is going to actually amplify the magnitude of the crisis moving forward.
All right. I want to go to break, do 50 more minutes on other issues, your view on political events, Trump, all of this. But Trump said months ago, he said, I hope the crash happens before I get in. And they spun that and said he wants a crash. No, he sees the crash. He wants to have it before so he can fix it, not have it once he gets in. So we're not up here trying to be doom and gloom, folks, but I think this is a safe bet. We're headed for very, very rocky territory, and I'm here to tell you, get your butts ready. And do a plug here, because I got to make you do it. Gold, silver, the products at kepm.com/gold, or the number 720-605-3900. Tell me about the products, the great service you've got. I feel so good with you guys, with your high rating, the great work you do. People, it's a safe bet to get in gold and silver.
Safe bet. Technical fundamentals. It's a safe thing to do.
See, it's all up, like you said.
It's all up, like we said. And I think the acceleration is going to happen. So what? How we're different than other places is we only do bullion, which there's always built-in demand for bullion. There's a global market for it. We don't have to make a market like some of the other places that you see that are saying, oh, buy this shipwrecked coin or this Jack Sparrow coin or all this garbage or even government-minted stuff like a Silver Eagle or a Canadian Maple Leaf, whatever. Those have too high premiums. One of the keys...
By the way, I've been a gold sponsor for 10 years because I'm looking for a bullion dealer that has high ratings. They all want to sell people collective stuff.
Yeah.
So thank God you're here. This is the way to go, folks.
Well, and here's the thing. When you liquidate with our firm, we don't charge anything. Whatever the depository is paying for metals, you get all of it. So I was just looking the other day. A client was complaining, a national dealer was paying $2 less than spot for a Silver Eagle. It's like, what? Or at a round. It's like $2 less than spot for a silver round. This is insane. So
they're abusing people.
They're abusing people. It's not just the purchase price. It's the exit price.
And again, why would they not want a long-term relationship? Because I was never a sociopath. I was always a nice person, treated like I want to treat them. And looking back on business, that's the godly way to do it. Then you got business forever. Why would you not want to treat somebody well and get their business over and over again?
Over and over again. And this is what we focus on is the relationship. To me, the transactions are truly like the necessary evil, Alex. You buy to get into a trend. You sell to get out of one. But life happens in between those bookends of those transactions. So what we do is we hold a client's hand through the economy, let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate. With the same philosophy that we're talking about on this show, you get that every single week to know that you're not in this alone. You're not in alone. We're here to help.
Well, I mean, it's a no-brainer to get some gold and silver, and you want to buy bullion, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not – so they call you, you'll talk to them, give them a consultation, and they get the silver and gold.
Yes. And just because your funds are in an IRA, don't think that the bank failures are not going to impact your retirement. It will happen big. And so when we allocate into bullion – always built in demand. It's 100% liquid. It's a quick phone call. Lock in your prices, and we wire you the funds. We don't have to make a market for that stuff. And gold and silver don't even have to be in a bull market.
Numismatic, and some of it's real. It's not all bad. It's a hassle, though. With bullion, it's boom.
It is boom. And sometimes if you have a rare collectible coin or something like that, and the firm that you bought it from goes out of business, there might not be an out. They might have been the only firm marketing that thing. And so that's why bullion is so important, because it is a global commodity. It's something simple. It's something easy. It's always in demand.
It's like oil or gas. It's got a price.
Yes. It always has a price, whether it's here in India, in Russia, in China, in Mexico, in Europe.
People should call you at 720-605-3900 or kepm.com/gold. Kirk Elliott. PreciousMetals.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. I want to talk politics with you when we come back, and just how crazy it is. People say they're bored we're not watching Netflix. We're watching the real world, folks. This is an incredible time to be alive. All right, hour number 4 is straight ahead. We'll do 15 more minutes, and then who's up next? Maria Z.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.